A former higher education advisor to the Howard government says it would be imprudent to make major changes to higher education now that a future Labour government could end up overturning. A Senate inquiry is conducting hearings in Eastern Australia on the Abbott government's deregulation plan. Andrew Norton said at the inquiry that universities should be wary of embracing the government's blueprint in the absence of bipartisan political support. Labour and the Greens have accused the university's peak body of backing the government's proposed budget cuts. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
While the government's plan to deregulate university fees from 2016 faces defeat in the Senate, a parliamentary inquiry is putting the package to the test. Taking evidence in Canberra today, Labor Senator Kim Carr and Greens Senator Lee Rhiannon took Universities Australia to task after the Chief Executive Belinda Robinson outlined the peak body's position.
The sector has looked carefully and closely at the government's proposals and come to the consensus view that fee deregulation is the next logical step in higher education policy and should not be opposed.
I support increasing investment in universities. Why don't you?
We do. We're simply recognising the reality that successive governments have been disinclined to increase the level of public investment that their own reports have suggested is needed to maintain the standards of the university system.
Belinda Robinson told the Senate continuing to argue for government to commit to increase the level of investment needed is like flogging a dead horse.
We have been doing it for quite some time and it has become a deeply unsatisfying and futile endeavour.
Senator Rhiannon took up where Kim Carr left off.
You're actually backing the government in a $5 billion cut. It's like you've been criticised, so, oh, we've got to drop that, advocating for more public money. But now, you know, you're now looking like another lobby group out there backing the Liberal National Government in a ruthless policy. There's no sustainability. There's nothing fair in this.
Perhaps I suggest that you read the submission. We're not actually supporting the package
but that's
presented
the outcome.
By the government.
Sorry, Senator Rhiannon, I know you
her answer.
We're not backing the package as it's currently presented. Far from it.
Oh, I see.
To back up his argument, Senator Carr quoted from a leaked confidential briefing paper written by Universities Australia for its representatives appearing at today's hearing.
You say the introduction of the demand-driven system was much less complex and disruptive initiative than the currently being contemplated and was accompanied by a structural adjustment fund of $377 million to assist universities prepare for the operational requirements of the system. You go on to say this should be presented as a time limited to deal with the transition. To suggest permanency would be to suggest a fundamental failing in the proposals.
So that's very helpful that you have our confidential briefing paper.
Yes, I've got quite a bit of stuff.
So thank you for that.
Labor's higher education spokesman kept digging.
And the reason it's not a permanent feature in your analysis is because if you were to do that, it would suggest that there would be a fundamental failing in the proposal. Have I quoted you accurately?
I think, though, there is a difference between structural adjustment and programs, legitimate programs, that are used to address particular services that the government, as the representative of the people, may be wanting to purchase from universities.
Belinda Robinson says the exact size of a structural adjustment fund is still being worked out with the government, but should be more than the last one.
What we're talking about for something more complex, I think, would be something far north of that.
Also giving evidence at today's hearing was Andrew Norton, the Grattan Institute's higher education director and a former advisor to the Howard government, who recently co-authored the Abbott government's review of the university system. He's of the view that most of Christopher Pyne's package won't see the light of day.
I think we've had a majority of senators say they're not going to support fee deregulation.
Or the funding cuts.
Or the interest rates.
So what's the core package that will survive?
So I'm still hoping it's the reforms to the demand-driven system, which haven't received much attention from the crossbenchers because all the attention's on fees.
Well, I'll let you know that we're not supporting that change because it's directly associated with budget cuts.
So as things stand, Mr. Norton has some advice for Australia's universities.
One of the goals of this reform is to encourage higher education providers to do different things and to expand in different ways. And if they think there's a high risk that won't continue, say, past 2017, mad is wrong, but certainly it'd be imprudent to make a major change to your business model if you don't think it's going to last.
Andrew Norton, a higher education expert at the Grattan Institute, ending Alexandra Kirk's report.